Us young people are the key to this generation. Some of us spend all day on social media and some of us create a podcast. Hey, I'm Faith Aguilera and I am the host of Little Girl, Big Thoughts. I talk about real life issues that certain people like me feel like we don't have a say in. Come along with me as I explore my thoughts. This is so crazy to be back. I feel like I haven't recorded an episode in like forever, but I'm gonna get into why this episode is super, super special and why this new season is also super special. But basic things, if you missed my first episode, I post every single Tuesday and you can stream me everywhere. And if you have any questions or inquiries, you can DM me on Instagram at littlegirlbigthoughtspod or on Twitter at faithonline_. But you guys, if you pay attention to the little things, would know that this is actually season 2, and I'm super excited because I'm joined with one of my closest friends, and we are starting this new segment called From a Teen's Perspective. I'm so excited, and throughout these couple of episodes, we are going to be diving into 5 different topics and even more, which include school, social life, struggles with being a girl, mental health and peer pressure, and views on society. Today we're going to be talking about social life, but before I bore you with my voice any longer, I'm going to let Josie introduce herself.
Hi, I'm Josie. Should I say my full name, Josie Dorian?
Yeah, you can if you want.
I would say JC, and then my IG. Hi, okay. I'm JC. I'm one of Faith's closest friends. we go to the same school, and I'm 15, and yeah, we're just going to be talking about life from a teen's perspective.
JC, do you want to say your Instagram in case anyone wants to talk to you after?
Sure, it's josie.dorin.
Okay, I'll leave that in the description. If you guys go onto the Spotify description, and
Josie_Doran,
and they can click that, and you can go stalk Josie. I'm sure she'd love it. Okay, so you can put this on in the background, maybe when you're driving, having a little drink, and we're just gonna kind of ramble on. I've got a couple questions here, which we're gonna talk about. So, as I said in the beginning, today's about social life, and the first question is about family. So, Josie, this is a question directed towards me and you. And how is your relationship with your family, and do you think it could be, like, any better?
My relationship with my parents is very good. Still married.
Yeah. So,
that's good. All live in the same household.
That's a pro.
Yeah.
I always feel like we're pretty privileged because there's a lot of people whose parents are divorced, and
because some of like our friends, our parents are divorced, and I've been there while their parents have been splitting up, and like so many thoughts go through your head about why, and a lot of the times you're blaming yourself,
and you start to think it's your fault, but it's not. So
but
if you're going
all good,
do you want to say something?
No.
Yeah, my family's pretty good as well. I mean, my siblings annoy me on a daily, but I do love them. So I have a question to you, because Josie has an older sister. You want to tell them about her, or is that fine? Like,
yeah, sure.
So
ask away.
Do you ever think, not like competing with your sister, but do you ever think that you could, like, do you work towards to be like her? Like, is she your role model in life, or one of your role models?
I wouldn't say she's a role model.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds quite
dramatic.
I wouldn't say she's a role model, but like obviously you want to be as good or better, because this is not the healthiest mindset in the world, but you don't want to be the failure of the family.
Yeah. It does, yeah. Like, so, is your sister pretty good at studies? Like, do you feel like, because I have a friend, which obviously I'm not going to mention because, like, nothing to do with this. But, like, I have a friend and her sister's really, really smart. So she's always like, I need to get better than my sister. Do you feel that with your sister or do you think it's just, like, equal?
We're very different. I mean, she did do really well in her GCSEs.
Mm-hmm.
And she is, like, she is academically smart compared to the average person. But she's a lot more creative and artsy than me.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, she's better at that. But then I think I'm probably a bit better in, like, the science and maths department
mm-hmm.
than her. But we're just, like, she's better at things than I can't do and stuff.
Yeah, like, she's better than art and, like,
yeah,
performing arts and stuff. So, what's it called? I wanted to ask about Summit, and I kind of forgot now. Oh, so she's kind of like Fruit Loops, and you're like Cheerios. Or
wow.
I'm not saying you're never mind, I feel like that came off really rude. I didn't mean to. Like, she's very colorful.
That's
and artistic.
The end of the podcast, guys.
Tune in again. Oh god, okay, let's just move on before Josie kills me.
Carry on.
The next question are, what are your future plans regarding family life? Like, kind of like, do you want to get married? Because I know a lot of people don't want to get married. Do you want to have kids and stuff like that?
I think so. If everything goes to plan, then I would like to get married, have kids, foster or adopt, get pets, have a job that I enjoy.
Oh yeah, do you want to have loads of kids?
No, I'll probably have like one or two of my own and then maybe foster.
Oh yeah, of course. But, I want to have three kids.
Three.
I want to have,
but then we won't always be left out.
No, because I want, oh yeah.
But then you've got to have four, and four is just a lot of kids.
Four is a lot. I mean, I kind of want to have twins, like girl twins.
Do they run in your family?
Yeah, no, basically, my grandma had it, and then my mom didn't have it, so I think I'm going to have it.
Oh, yeah.
Because, yeah.
Skip a generation, yeah. Didn't they, or something?
So my mom didn't have twins, so, you know, I might have twins, you know? So I want twins, and then I want, like, an older boy to, like, protect them. I love it.
I also want my siblings to be very close.
Yeah, like
can rely on each other. And
mm-hmm,
stuff.
Definitely. I still want them not. Never mind. That was sounds so real. I was gonna say I still want them to like fight and still be like siblings, but I want them to like love each other at the end of the day. You know.
Yeah, I want them. Yeah, I want them to tell each other stuff that they mm-hmm. don't feel like they can tell
their
parents.
Because when siblings are like not close, I'm like, oh. Because I don't know if, like, I'm the closest with my brothers, but they're so young. Like, one of them is 10, so I can't really talk to them about stuff. Do you get what I mean?
Yeah.
So, yeah. The next question. Okay, this is moving from family life, so say goodbye to that. And it's about judgment. And we actually talked about this yesterday, so we might get a little bit heated again. But what are your opinions on judgment, even though you judge people yourself? Because we all judge, you know. There's no denying it. But, like, what are your opinions on judgment? Like,
so, from you saying that, like, everyone judges each other,
mm-hmm.
and I agree with that, everyone does judge each other probably unknowingly.
Yeah.
So, in that aspect, I'm like, it's okay because everyone does it to each other, and we do have to live with it. However...
Yeah, I know there was going to be a but. I was waiting for it.
If you judge someone, make the judgment in your head and then you act upon the judgment instead of like getting to know the person,
mm-hmm.
then that is wrong.
That's like really wrong. Like there's no need for you to, and it also links into kind of like stereotypes and stereotypical things. Like we were talking about if we were walking at night on the street and stuff like that, we'd cross the road if we saw like someone taller, stronger, bigger build, you know, and that kind of leads into stereotypes and like judgment. Do you think that we, like in that situation, are we judging them and make an acting upon our judgments?
Yes, however, I think it's on a smaller scale.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's because, nothing compared to like racism or women's or yeah, LGBTQ.
Say if you like interview, you didn't, you saw, you had five people that came for the interview, mm-hmm. but you got rid of three of them because they were like gay or they were like black mm-hmm. or I don't know, had a disability before even interviewing them, then that's wrong.
That's, but yeah.
If I'm genuinely worried about my safety and just crossing the road would
make you feel safer
and make me feel safer, I don't think there's much of an issue with that.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah. I mean, if you guys disagree, you can like text Lucy. Now you have her Instagram.
Yeah, bully me.
Oh, talking about bullying, the next question is tips on people who are getting. What? The question was.
I'm just so good at it, you know. It's not like I have this thing in front of me or anything.
It's just so good at flowing, you know. The next question is tips on getting bullied. Now, I want to talk a little bit before we, like, you jump in and start with your juicy madness. No, I'm kidding. I'm joking. I actually love you. Okay, the question is tips on people who are getting bullied. So I used to get bullied, yeah.
Really?
Whether you knew it or not. That. I mean, now you know. You know, there's...
Wait, actually, I think I might, though. I don't know.
One of my podcasts, I think, I'm not sure, but basically I hate talking about it, but when I was in Wales, which, you know, my life story, I've been to quite a lot of places, that was when I was like 10 or 11, yeah, 10, so I was in year 6, and I was, I think, the only black person in my year. There was another mixed girl, she was quite tall for our age anyway, she was like really tall, and I was, like, friends with, like, from, I can't say that word, predominantly, I said it, predominantly white people, and, like, there got to a point where they were really rude, and I can remember this one day, which was so dramatic, I'm still so dramatic to this day, but that was just really dramatic, and they said something, like, we were in the middle of the playground, so imagine the massive playground, everyone in every single year is playing, and us year 6 girls are just playing in the middle of the playground, right? And there was like kind of like popular girls, because year 6, you know, everyone wants to be popular. So we were all playing in the middle of the playground. And I remember these girls said something, I can't remember what they said, but I just know it was horrible. And they ran away to the end of the playground. And me being my dramatic self, I literally screamed, like everyone in the playground saw me, I screamed. And I was like, why are you being like that? And then they said something about me being black, which is just horrible. I'm not going to say it because I don't want to remember. And it was just, I just never knew why people can be so rude. And even if it's because of my color of skin, they were bullying other girls who just weren't as popular as them. And I was just like, why do people bully? And like, I've never looked at myself as a bully. I mean, I joke around with you and my friends, like, that's just teasing. Like, I don't actually hate you, you know, like I just tease you guys, but like I don't get it, why do people bully and like stuff like that? Do you have any stories that you'd like to share?
To be honest, I'm very lucky in the fact that I don't think I've ever been bullied.
Bad one. Oh yeah,
my memory. But I mean, obviously, you know, my primary school was really small.
Yeah,
so we kind of were all forced to be friends with each other.
Yeah.
So there was no really
room.
You couldn't bully each other because no one would have any friends.
Yeah, that's true.
So
do you want to tell them about your school? Like how you had...
Oh, right, yeah. So in my school, from reception to year 6, there was about 130 kids, I think. And obviously there's 7 year groups. So there's about 20... I mean, I haven't worked out the maths.
Yeah.
There's about, like, 20 people in each year.
That's just so...
So, and in my year, there was 18 people. So, you know...
And then
we had to share classrooms as well.
Yeah.
So the actual school wasn't that big either.
Yeah, that's what,
it was
what
really
we
nice
did.
School.
Just small.
But, yeah, just small. And it was a Church of England school as well. So we went to church 3 times a week.
Damn.
And prayed 3 times a day.
And look at where Juicy has ended up now. No, I'm joking. So what are your tips on people who are getting bullied? Because it's not that easy to just say ignore it, you know?
Yeah.
So,
well, just because I haven't been bullied, you know, I've had, you know, when people are talking about you, you know, when people are being mean,
yeah,
and you, it's not funny anymore.
Mm-hmm.
But the way, I don't know, well, what I've always been taught is they've obviously got something really bad going on in their life that they just need to take it out on other people. Mm. And unfortunately, you were the one that they took it out on.
You were the victim. So never think it's your fault. Like, if you're actually getting bullied, like, never think it's your fault you're getting bullied. Like, I know bullies will make it look like it's your problem, like you're the ugly one, but it's they're the insecure one, basically.
Yes, yeah, what I'm trying to say. So obviously tell someone.
Yeah, talk to someone you love.
Try and, obviously this is hard, but try and make a really good core group of friends. Even if it's small, like two really close friends that you can rely on and trust, that, and that will have your back.
And don't think about popularity, please. The moment you start thinking about popularity, your life will just be so much better. Because
if you don't vibe with the popular group, that's okay.
That's fine. You know? It doesn't make you unpopular. You don't have to change who you are to be popular, you know? I've gone through stages with that because obviously I've moved a lot and I've seen it.
Yeah.
Been through it. It's not a vibe.
I've never been in the popular group, but I've been like friends with a couple of them.
Yeah.
But now I feel like there isn't really a popular
group. In our school, I don't think there is. I always used to think there was, but I don't really. I mean, obviously,
I think like year 7 and year 8, there was definitely girls that were trying to be in the popular group.
Oh, yeah, okay.
But now I think everyone's just like, because we've been at the school for 3-4 years, have just, you know,
chilled.
Found their friends and staying with them.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
Like, honestly, don't worry about popularity too much, because, like, In year 10 and 11, it really just won't mean anything. Just focus on your studies.
And 10, 20 years, you're literally not going to care. You're not going to think back and think, oh, I wish I was in the popular group.
Yeah.
You're going to think, oh, I wish I had friends that actually liked
it. It doesn't give you any, like, less advantage or, like, disadvantage in the future, trust me. It's chill. Just be friends with who you want to be friends with, because everyone's just got different personality, different people they vibe with, you know.
Everyone's different, so obviously you're not gonna be friends with some people. There's some people that I don't like, and I'm not friends with them, and that's the end
of it. That's fine.
Like,
I mean, when you go to a school with over 2,000 people, you know,
word
gets around, people start to not like each other. It's fine, it's life, it is what it is. But I mean, when you lose a close friend, it's quite sad. But we can move on to that in the friend bit.
Oh, yeah. I've got a couple of stories of that.
Finally, JC is speaking about her stories. Okay, so the next question I'm going to talk about, I'm just going to miss one. And that is, how do you deal with body image? Because I think everyone deals with body image, because stereotypes change. And I wrote down here that stereotypes now are like the hourglass figure, you know, the big curves and stuff. So how does that make, like, you feel, me feel as well, basically? Like, have you ever had to struggle with body image? Tips?
Definitely. I mean, still, but I don't know, because I think when everyone says, like, when you look on Instagram, it's all these models, they've been photoshopped.
Definitely.
Da-da-da-da.
Like, I just don't see why people expect us, especially at our young age, to look like Kim K or Jennifer Lawrence.
I mean,
or anyone.
Anyone to look like Kim K, she's had plastic surgery.
Yeah, exactly. Like,
and obviously, that's completely fine, and everyone knows that. So I think that's why sometimes I don't compare myself to, like, that particular family especially.
Yeah, obviously.
So I'm just like, they've had plastic surgery,
but they're still,
and I can't look like that.
Exactly. Like, I don't really like I just said Kim K because she's just got an hourglass figure, and she's like,
no, I do like them.
Yeah.
Nothing against them. It's just like, I know deep down that I shouldn't compare my body to theirs.
Yeah. I mean, there are a lot of girls with natural hourglass figures, and especially boys. Boys are just so pathetic with, like, the bodies, and they just think it's all right to pick on girls. Because some people can't help it, because I'm pretty sure you have, like, quite a fast metabolism.
Yeah.
And you obviously can't help if you're not looking like Kim K. Or...
yeah, but the thing is, I think what we've got to, like, break down is Kim K isn't the only pretty, beautiful girl in the world.
Every single girl is beautiful, honestly.
There's so many different body types. And it's, what's it? It's beauty in the eyes of the beholder, or beholder or something. I can't remember the phrase, but it's basically saying someone will find you attractive.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying you need someone's approval.
Mm-hmm, definitely.
But someone will always find you attractive, and that's beautiful. You're beautiful to them.
I think everyone's beautiful. Everyone's beautiful in their own way. Like, everyone's got something about them that's beautiful. And
yeah,
I think that is beautiful. I know it's cheesy. I know it's a bit cheesy. Yeah. But, like, you don't have to go on Instagram, look at these models, and think, I want to look like them. Because,
yeah,
you know what? Some of them are...
As long as you're healthy
yeah, and happy, as long as you're healthy and happy, that's fine. You know, some of them just hop on Facetune a little bit. Tweak, you know, so it's not realistic.
I think that's fine as long as they say this photo has been photoshopped.
Yeah, but most of them don't. Do you ever go onto a caption that says, sorry, this photo has been photoshopped?
In France, it's actually a legal requirement.
To Photoshop?
No, you have to say if an image has been photoshopped.
Oh.
But you know what I mean? Like, Tana Mojo, James Charles, they photoshop their pictures. But
as long as you're open with it, you can do whatever the hell you want with yourself.
Yeah. But also, I think everyone has bad days. Like, sometimes you look in your mirror and you're like, what the hell is this?
We can't help those.
Why have I...
But I don't think you should... I don't know, because it's not easy to just tell someone that, hey, you're beautiful, stop crying, because it is a really hard thing.
To be the only person... what am I saying? Lots of people telling you beautiful isn't going to make you think you're beautiful. Like Madison Beer, she's really pretty, but thousands of people are telling her she's pretty every day isn't really going to
what she views upon herself
change.
It's you.
Yeah. However, it's when people say she's ugly that.
You know? I understand. The world's just cruel, and especially when you put your whole life on social media. Yeah. Like, when I started my podcast, I was really, really scared. I'm still scared to tell people, you know that, right? Because of judgment and, like, people judging my voice and taking the little things, taking the mic out of the things that I say. And it's just kind of like, you need to just focus on yourself, because at the end of the day, you just have yourself really. Like, the world's going to end. You're not going to see these people again.
Exactly. I think a lot of things, you think stuff is so much bigger than it actually is.
Definitely.
And we're always going to look back on life and think, oh, why didn't you do that? Why didn't you do that? It's, you never, a petty argument that you think ends in your world. It's really not. 2 months, you're going to forget about
it. That's why I always do the 5-minute rule thing. I'm like, if it won't matter in 5 years, don't spend more than 5 minutes stressing about it. Honestly, that quote gets me through the day. So if you ever want to do something and you're like, oh, should I do it? Should I not? People will judge me. Just be like, if it won't matter in 5 years, don't spend more than 5 minutes stressing about it.
That's a good rule.
I mean, it can get you into a lot of sticky situations, but use it moderately. Okay. Where are we? Okay, moving on to friends. Oh. Should we wait? I think we should wait. Let's go on to a thing that is also about body image. And do you think makeup is dangerous? Now, the reason I worded it like this, I didn't know how else to word it. Since the question is, do you think makeup is dangerous with, like, catfishing and addicting? And before you jump anything, this is not my opinion. This is just a question. I personally think makeup is art. Like, because I like makeup. I do it quite a lot. But then it is getting, like, it's not anyone's fault. I think it's beauty. It's to enhance others' beauty. But, like, do you think it is getting to a point where it's addicting and people can't go out with makeup and stuff like that? So you can talk about your views on that now.
Do I think makeup is dangerous?
Yeah.
No. But I see what you're saying about people not feeling like they can't go out if they're not wearing makeup.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's just something. I have makeup, I wear it if I want to, if I'm going out.
That's really good though.
To make me look more like glammed up.
A lot of people, it's an everyday thing.
Yeah, but that's because I've kind of been I don't want to say brought up, but I'm so used to going out without makeup on. I'm just think I'm fine without going out with makeup on, but that's because I've never felt the need. I don't know how to
Yeah,
explain
without
it.
sounding. Yeah, I get what you mean.
Like I've had spots, I've had like quite bad skin, but I've always gone out. I don't know how to
Yeah,
explain
I get
it.
what you mean. Like, I'm sure people get what you mean. Like, she's not trying to, like, you're not trying to boast or anything, because
No,
obviously,
that's not what I'm
yeah.
trying to say. It's just the way I've been brought up. Like my mum doesn't put makeup on every time she goes out. So if I'm not seeing that, I'm not going to do it. Therefore, to me, makeup's not dangerous at all because I've never seen anyone in my family rely on makeup to get like to go
What about
out.
people whose families always wear makeup and stuff?
I think it's just like a habit. It's just habit, isn't it? And then once you take a habit away, like biting your
Oh yeah,
nails,
of course. Like if
you
you're
know.
wearing makeup every day repeatedly for like 2 weeks, it's just gonna stick into your brain and you're gonna think this is the new
Yeah.
normal. I get what you
And
mean.
then you're going to start
So
relying on it
basically,
and
what
to make
JC's
it
trying to
feel
say
better.
is she has never had a habit of wearing makeup a lot.
Yeah.
I think beauty, not beauty, I think makeup is art, though it's not dangerous, obviously.
Yeah, I
It's
think it's
so
art as
beautiful, honestly.
well.
If you know how to.
And it enhances your natural
Definitely.
features.
Do you want to know how long
And
it
I
took me
just
to
feel.
master brows? It took me almost a year to master brows, you know?
I'm literally, I try makeup so much. It's the contour. It's the contour. I can't do
It's the orange
it.
contour for me.
I've tried powders, I've tried liquid, I just don't get it in the right
Yeah.
place. And then I'm orange, not same color as my neck. That's right. Okay, I know what I'm going to say. It's getting to the point where I look better without makeup than I do when I try and do
Yeah.
makeup. That's the issue. But no, don't think makeup's
No, it's.
dangerous. If you feel like you need to go out with makeup on, then just try and ease yourself
Yeah,
out of
definitely. Like,
it.
if you wear, let's say you wear a full face every day, maybe one day try taking out the blush and taking out the contour. And you will start to know that
Yeah.
people don't actually care or notice,
Yeah.
you know?
Not everyone stares at you if, like, one day you're not wearing
Yeah, they're not gonna be
makeup.
like, oh
Like,
my
no one
goodness,
notices
you're not wearing
it
makeup.
except you.
Yeah.
No one notices it
My mom always
except
used to say,
you.
you're your biggest enemy when it comes to things like that. Like,
Yeah,
no one, that's what Josie told me the other day.
definitely.
She was like, no one cares if it's non-uniform day, you're just walking up. And I get really freaked out about little things like that. But it is what it is, you know? The
Yeah.
mind likes to play tricks. The next question is like completely out of everything we've been talking about, but it's still to do with social life, and that is about the COVID-19 pandemic. So how has it been like in the UK, and do you think this lockdown that we're having right now is necessary? Because if you,
That's a good
because it's
one.
like we still are going to schools, all the food shops are still open, Nando's is still open apparently. Like,
Only for
oh, is it?
takeout.
Okay.
Yeah, can't sit in anywhere.
And parks, like, it's not really like is that a mandatory lockdown? Because my brother went to the park the other day and he said there were so many people in the park just chilling without masks, nothing.
Well, it's because it's outside. I
Well,
mean,
outside doesn't
it's a
stop.
lockdown. It's a proper lockdown, but this time, because before parks did
Yeah.
close,
And nobody's naming
and
or shaming, but if you're posting your story, I'm having a party, then let's rethink
yeah,
that. Like, I
no,
don't feel
yeah,
people are taking it seriously this time, but were they taking.
I get that though, because
We're still.
for them. For me, I'm fine being in lockdown. Obviously, it is a bit,
It's a
it's
bit, yeah.
boring and it's hard. Like you're in your own thoughts a lot,
Definitely.
but I'm fine. I'm not struggling as much as a lot of
Yeah.
people are. So in that way, I do sympathize with other people that like need to go out, need to go and see their friends. Parties, yeah, I don't understand.
Maybe if
But
you're getting together with one person, even,
like
yeah,
one-on-one, going on a
it's
walk,
fine.
I think you're allowed to do
I
that.
don't know. We were on a
I'm
belt
not
on the
sure.
bus and I did, like, someone disagreed with us, but yeah. Definitely. But, like, do you. I want schools to be open as much as you want schools to be open. I hate home learning. It distracts. I don't like it, you know? But Do you think that we should have a lockdown and still be going to school? Because it's still spreading in schools. Like, we're isolating right now because of the spread.
Yeah, definitely. But I think you've kind of got to realise the hierarchy and when stuff needs to be open. School is more important than going to the shops and going to Primark.
Oh, yeah, obviously.
School's more important than going to restaurants. Like, school is school and food shops.
But when we open schools, that's when the cases rose.
Yeah, but if we're in a lockdown, we can't... Right, okay. If we're in a lockdown and schools are open, you shouldn't be going to see your grandparents or people that are really vulnerable. And if you do have extra vulnerable people in your household, then you don't have to go to school.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, I think so.
Don't quote us on that, guys. Don't quote us on that.
Yeah. So I'm just like, me going to school, and then if I bring... The problem is, hospitals don't want to get overcrowded. Yeah. And if I get COVID, the reality is I'm not going to have to go into hospital.
Oh, yeah.
And my parents won't have to go into hospital. So me getting COVID doesn't really affect anyone.
I mean, yeah, your parents, some parents. Yeah.
Yeah, I know that's...
Yeah, yeah, I get what you mean.
But that's like a choice within your family, whether you go or not.
I don't know if they're fining people if they don't want to go to schools. Obviously, you have to have
Because
obviously, if you didn't go to school, they'd fine you. But like, I don't think now they are.
I think if you tell them I live with my grandparents, or I don't know, my parents have got underlying health conditions, I don't think you have to go into school.
I personally like going into school. I mean, I don't like waking up for it, but like, I appreciate the lessons because it actually keeps me focused.
Yeah.
Next question, we're going to talk about friends, and that is, how do you make friends and what makes a good friend?
I think this is a question for you.
Do you think I'm good at making friends?
Well, you've had to make the most friends.
Okay, how do I make friends? Just talk.
Let me guess. Okay, I know how you make friends. Wait, did you move to Canada first and then Wales and Scotland?
No, Scotland was my first, then Wales, then Canada, then Birmingham.
Okay, so when you went from Canada to Birmingham, you just spoke about living in Canada. Mm-hmm. And when you went from Scotland to Canada, you talked about living in Scotland. And when, like, it's a conversation
starter. Yeah, it definitely is a conversation story.
And then people think you are cool.
Like, it's a good conversation starter. But, like, not everyone can just go up to someone and be like, hey, I lived in Canada. So.
No, but, like, when people start asking you about yourself, or, like, where did you move from? You're like, oh, yeah, I moved from
Canada. I think
Canada.
It's my accent that's like, the biggest selling point, because when people hear my accent, they're like, are you American? Like, no, I'm not. But, yeah, definitely. If you guys have something cool in your life, just speak about it to people. People are quite interested in your life more than... Like, that's something I had to learn. People are really interested. A little bit too interested sometimes.
Yeah, good or bad.
It's like, chill. So you don't have to know my whole life story, my whole family life, okay? Chill. But yeah, I just say talk to people, because if you get over the fear of talking to someone, chances are they're either... It's 50-50. They're either super nice or they're absolutely horrible. Like, there's no in between. But just speak to people, especially when you're the new girl. People will want to speak to you. I feel like... Guys, there's a little story. Josie actually came up to me the first week of school.
Dang.
And she was like, hi, can I talk to you? And I was like, yeah. And this, I was friends with these other people at the time. So I went with her to the big playground where all the like popular kids stay. And I was absolutely crying. That day was horrible.
You don't
horrible.
Even understand, right? Do you want me to explain what happened?
Yes, what happened after? I want to know.
Right, so I don't even know.
Really, it was like a year.
Now.
It was almost, it was a year ago, definitely.
Yeah, so Faith moved to start year 9. And I was friends with people that, I mean, I'm still friends with, but not close with. And I was just like in the group talking, and then somehow, can't remember, we got on to...
It's always the new girl.
And we were like, oh yeah, there's a new girl. We actually said, we were like, oh yeah, there's a new girl. And they were like, oh my gosh, I want to meet her. So I was like, oh, I'll go get her. You know? if you want to meet her, I'll go get her because I saw you and I knew what you looked like. And then you were with, I'm not going to say names, but I know who you were with. But I
think you came with Anita.
Oh, we said names.
I'll have to like bleep that bit out.
And I don't know, I can't remember everything, but I came over, I was like, oh, do you want to come meet some people? They want to meet you. And like, I got you. Brought you all the way to the playground. I remember you asking me, you're like, are these the popular girls? Like, what are they like? And I remember saying, yeah, they're popular, but I don't remember what else.
You were so nice for
that. Oh, you said that you asked if they were scary. I was like, yeah, they are scary. And then I brought you over. I was like, oh, guys, this is great.
Oh, my God, with my long skirt as well.
No. Oh, gosh.
That was really tragic.
Anyway, they didn't really care that much. I was like, I've just brought you the girl that you wanted to meet and you're not even making a conversation with her. So now I feel like a bad person putting you in an awkward situation.
Oh, my days. Look at us now. 1 year later.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. I always thought you were nice. I remember in like the start of lockdown, I was like, oh, you know, I want to talk to Faith. She said, because she's actually really nice.
Yeah.
Like, all of my friends were like, oh,
I remember
yeah,
like
really nice.
The person that I got contacted to contact you. And then me and JC, I mean, we're just saying our life story, but me and JC became really good friends through that. Through Snapchat, we would snap each other. She said I used to take forever to reply. I don't think I did.
Yes, you did. It would, right, guys, I'm not even kidding. She would send me streaks, but wouldn't open my Snap for about 3 days.
Do you know, someone actually snapped me, I'm not going to say her name, but someone snapped me the other day, and I didn't see it until 3 weeks, because I thought it was streaks. I felt so bad. Oh.
I always think I should do that every night. I leave them.
But like, if it's my main people, like the main people I speak to, I open it and then I send them a snap back. Like, people on my best friend list. Everyone else.
Yeah.
She's first. She snaps me every 2 seconds. And then you're second, I think. So, that's good. I think I know who your top is because we talked about it like a couple weeks ago. But yeah, I spam everyone with videos. So, if I'm not on your top of best friend list, I will be ashamed. Am I actually?
Oh, yeah, you are. Wait, how does it go?
No, it's top left.
Second? Is it down or across?
Top left is
right. Top left, then who's second?
Top left, and then it goes 1, 2 to the right. So your second one's your right one.
Okay, so it's Faith, the other person we get the bus with.
Oh, yeah, I know.
But not the small one.
Okay, wait, you need to spam me now. I need to get Kimby off my spot, because we need...
Whoa, that's a bit violating. Oh, we've really gone
it's
off 40, on
it's
now.
Almost 40 minutes. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my gosh.
I know. Thank God we actually, you know, took it down. This is why I said you guys should get a snack, you know, because we'll just start talking. I don't know how I'm going to bleep everyone's names. I don't think they'll care, but, like, I'll try and do that. Okay, we only have 2 more questions left. That's good. It's good. The next question is about boys. I don't want to talk too much about it because my family watches, so hey mom, hey dad. But the question is, what are your opinions of relationships at this age, and like, what is like dating for pleasure and dating for marriage? Do you think it's like, because guys, we are, Josie's 15, I'm 14,
what a question.
But like, that's kind of like our age range, year 10, if you were Karen.
Are we grade 11 or grade 9? We're grade 9, I think.
Yeah, go on.
So, okay.
I mean, none of us have actually been in a relationship, but it's fine. So... Hey, mom. Hey, dad.
Yeah. Never been in one. Anyway, I think at this age you shouldn't date for marriage. I think dating for unless you're waiting until marriage too. why are we so?
Yeah, it's. I might just tell my mom and dad to skip the sperm.
Personally, I wouldn't date for marriage until
I don't I really know date what dating marriage. For marriage. I just date for.
But I would
date.
It's based. No, it's basically like if you get with if you mm-hmm. form a relationship with somebody, and you don't see it going any further than just boyfriend girlfriend for like the next 6 months, then that's not dating for marriage. But if you think, I can actually see a future with this person.
I mean, maybe it's because of me.
Yeah.
I think for me, I think studies is my first priority.
Sorry, song.
Like, the thing that I value the most. But, like, if you found someone who's marriage, yeah.
I think it is what it is. Just
let it go.
I think if it's marriage material, let it be. Like, if you meet someone, great.
Don't need a force line. Personally, no one's... I'm not, like, with binoculars searching for anyone, so...
No,
that's cool. That's fun.
I'm just like, if someone comes to me, great, and that's fun. Mm-hmm. Like, if I enjoy spending time with someone, you know, maybe we can go. No, that time is so wrong. I apologize sincerely.
Chill.
We can just, you know, yeah. But until that time is so wrong.
Yeah.
Did you hear what I was gonna say?
And I'm sure they heard it too.
Anyway,
guys, Josie's not like this.
Jesus,
I don't know where this is coming from.
Okay. yeah.
20? So maybe like no, 20, I think you. 24, oh, wait, maybe I not. Know, probably... means, maybe not.
No, obviously I'll have kids after uni, or hopefully, unless.
Josie, you're really turning into some bad girl. This. Guys, she has
I'm joking. I'm completely joking.
Also.
I am. Yeah, I speak 100% sarcasm most of the time. Okay. So
mm-hmm, definitely just
see where
go with the flow. Go with the flow. Oh my god!
Just go
great
with the
minds
flow.
Think alike.
Rolling with the punches.
Who says that?
Okay. Rolling with the punches. I've never said that before.
Okay, guys. Well, last question to put you out your misery, because I think we're going like in a laughing episode now. Or maybe just I am, but okay. Yeah. You know, 43 minutes. It's fun. It's fun. we were quite nervous, not gonna lie, but I think it's going pretty cool. Do you think so? What? Yeah.
Yeah, I just probably cringe when I listen back to
I don't
it.
Even listen to my episodes anymore. Stopped a long time ago. Okay, the last question is, what is your first priority? A nice chill question. A quite deep question, to be fair.
Oh. Because this could go really, like, cringe very quickly, but...
I need to think. Oh, gosh, my belly is getting really angry. What's my first priority? I want to say school, but then I want to say family, but then I want to say just like health and well-being, happiness. Like, I just think I think happiness and well-being is my top priority, but I don't think I struggle with that much, so I don't think it's like I don't know. I want to say studies, but then there's more important things. I mean, studies are important, but there's more important things. I don't know. Studies,
I like my study channel as well.
Hey, yeah. Can you imagine I do an episode like study with me?
Oh my gosh.
This one, there's three quick maths.
1 + 1 = 2 -1 = 3 quick maths.
Spot, they're gonna ban us.
Anyway, my priorities this is cringe. But be happy.
Yeah, happiness is key.
Obviously. Happy and healthy.
Oh my gosh.
And having friends that I can rely on.
Guys,
have a good
I have
time
such
with,
a fear in friends. Maybe it's because I move a lot, but like my only fear in life is that I end up alone, and that just scares me.
Yeah, that just Because I always feel bad for the underdog.
Who's
Oh,
the
that sounds like
underdog?
I'm the
I
nice
don't
person
really.
ever, and I'm trying to. No. Like, the
Oh.
underdog is the person that doesn't have any
Oh, yeah. Oh,
friends,
I
that
mean,
can't
if
make
you
friends,
didn't
and
feel bad
everyone
for them,
makes
I'd
fun
be a
of.
bit scared,
And
but.
I'm not saying that I'm the. Yeah, like, I'm not saying I'm the one that goes over to them and makes friends with them, because I'm not. I'm just saying, like, I feel
Yeah.
for them, because if I was in that situation, I don't know
That
how
got
long to go
deep.
on
I was gonna say
for.
something, but it would be too deep.
Which got deep, but.
No, I'm not gonna say it.
Go, go.
Might tell you after. If you're lucky enough.
Okay.
I mean, right
But obviously,
now,
school is
GCSEs, like, it's scary
important.
because we might not even
But
do
I
it.
just.
I mean, I hope we do. Do you think we will?
Yeah, we will. We will. Yes, 100%.
Are they? Oh, yeah.
Year
No, I saw some
11 from
people on
now are going to
TikTok
be
said they're
doing their
isolating.
GCSEs,
Oh, because they were in.
probably.
Oh, never mind. Never
So.
mind. And I'm about to scare Josie. I mean, it's not really scary because she knows it's going to happen, but we actually
Well,
have our
yeah.
mocks in April. It's a bit mad,
Yeah, I know.
honestly.
Don't
You don't need
even,
to book.
because I need to buckle
I don't know. Tell me if it's annoying when people say this, but like, I feel like you're naturally smart, or do you feel like you work quite a lot for your smartness?
I would say
Yeah.
that this is not sounding cocky anyway, but I'm quite naturally, like, intelligent, meaning that I can
Yeah.
understand
Like me,
things
I still
quicker
need
than
my.
other people. But that doesn't
Yeah, it
mean
doesn't. You're not saying you're better than
I
anyone,
find it
just.
hard to remember things. And no, I'm just saying that I probably struggle less, but doesn't take away from the fact that I still have
Personally,
to learn it at the
I
start.
don't think I'm naturally smart. I mean, I feel like. No, I'm not.
I think you are. You can keep an intelligent
Like, oh,
conversation going. You know
I
what I
feel like
mean?
I'm wordy smart.
So, and you
Yeah, I like,
can, like,
I think I'm
speak
wordy
well as
smart, maybe
well.
just not mathematically smart. Everyone does. Because, like, Josie
Oh, but everyone
hates,
has their
and I
downfalls.
love
Like,
English. So
I don't
it's
like
different.
English. I hate it so much.
And I hate maths.
And I prefer maths, but apparently. So,
Yeah,
like, everyone's
definitely.
be good at things and bad at other stuff. So, everyone has their
100%.
strengths and weaknesses.
I
What are we talking about?
I think
Priorities.
we should end off before we get to 50 minutes. People are gonna
Oh, my
like click
days.
off. I'm kidding. Hope you stay till the end though. If you stay to the end, you're a real one.
Okay, sorry. Okay.
Yeah, that was so fun. Oh my goodness. I can't wait for this episode to go out. I mean,
That was good.
yeah. Like your
Is it,
quality is pretty
yeah?
good.
Is the quality good
Pretty
on your
sick.
end? Real, bleep for
Okay.
real.
Thank you guys so much
Okay,
for
let's stop now.
listening to
End.
today's episode. Thank you, Josie, for coming on. I mean, you will be here next week, but still. Okay, guys, go follow Josie
Thank you
right
for
now on
having
Instagram.
me.
You know, just do it, you know. Josie never posts though, so don't expect much.
Yeah, I don't post, but my Snapchat's in my bio if you
Friends.
wanna, you know. Yeah.
Ouch.
Because I got
Ouch,
known.
ouch, ouch.
Yeah.
Okay. I think we should end it now because I'm a bit angry. Okay. I'm kidding. Bye, guys.
Yeah.
Talk to you next week.
Oh, okay.
Bye.